deposit available for a limited time, you can get into your own home with startpointhomes.com.au.
Our next guest is an absolute superstar. You'll know her from all of these hits. And we're gonna let it burn. Her new single is available to stream and download now. It is called Worry About Me. I know we can't see live music at the moment, but we can certainly stream and download it from all platforms. She is on the line for Ian Fev. It is Ellie Goulding.
Hi, Ellie.
Hello. Hey, guys.
Ellie, all the way from the UK in self-isolation. How's that going for you, Ellie?
You know, it's not too bad. I felt it a little bit today. So I went out, I took myself on a walk. I live out in the countryside, which definitely helps. And there was no one else in sight. So I'm finding it a little bit tough, but I'm trying to set myself like an hour of an activity every day. I think that helps.
Oh, okay. What activity? Because I've got four daughters at home. What activities have you been doing?
Well, today I said to myself that I was going to spend an hour on the guitar. And then another hour I had to be in the gym, whether I was doing anything or not. I had to be in the gym. And obviously, when I say gym, I just have like a room with stuff in it. So I just forced myself to be active for an hour as well. And then I said to myself I'd read a book. Even if it was just like a poetry book for an hour. So that's really helping me to have a really geeky schedule.
And you've been cooking a lot. What's your number one dish you've cooked so far?
You know what? I just made, because I was bored, and my husband's just been on the phone to his friend, just FaceTiming his mates all night. So I made a courgette cake.
Ooh.
And I haven't tried it yet, but you can use, you know, like a carrot cake, except with courgette. So who knows?
Wow.
Now, Ellie, I was wondering, with artists like yourself, is now a good time to get creative? Like, are you able to, create and write while you're in this situation, or is it too stifling and stressful?
You know, I just decided to go back through all my old voice notes, and I must have about 300 or something on my phone. And I've been in the studio the past few years, and as my biggest critic of my own work, I always poo-poo ideas. And then I listened back, and I was like, actually, you know what? Those are good ideas. Maybe it's because I'm in isolation, and I'm thinking that like not very good stuff is good. But so from those, I've written down quite a few ideas, but I don't know. I really wish there was some kind of network between artists, because I really want to know. Like, I keep thinking there's all the other artists out there in their homes and their studios writing music, and I'm just sat here doing nothing.
Well, so, Ellie, consider us your network here at Fifi, Fev and Byron on the Fox. We're really bringing you together with other artists. For example, the legend Ellie Neil Diamond. Neil has changed one of his hit songs into a hand-washing song. We'd love you to listen to this. And then, if you don't mind, we did take the liberty of doing one that you could potentially think about. Would that be okay?
Okay, yes,
okay.
Wow.
Here's Neil Diamond. Here we go.
Hands, washing hands, reaching out, don't touch me.
Okay, and then Ellie's loved that one. And what about this one? On behalf of our team, just one for your consideration based on one of your hits.
Okay.
Because we got to stop the virus. You got to stop the virus. So you got to understand, stand, stand, yeah. We got ourselves a plan. We got to wash our hands, yeah. You got to wash your hands. You got to wash your hands.
That's amazing. Damn it, I wish I'd thought of that.
There you go. Well, you can have that one. That's from us to you. Well done. Oh, wow. Okay.
We gotta stop the virus. We gotta stop the virus. And you gotta wash your hands. I think that's catchier.
Yeah! She's in good spirits. We want to play her brand new single for you right now. Take Care of Yourself. That is Ellie Goulding featuring Black Bear right now. The new one, Worry About Me. Thanks for joining us on Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Thanks, guys. Thank you so much.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, last week, when things obviously were starting to escalate with COVID-19 and coronavirus, you might have noticed there was a post that went viral from a Dr. Dan Swan, who's a clinical immunologist. And we're joined by Dr. Dan at the moment, which is great to have him on the show. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Dan.
Good morning. Good morning. Nice to be with you.
Now, Fev and I read your post last week, and it really cut through to us. And I know you've got some really important messages to share. For starters, can you give us a summation, Dan, of where you think we're at the moment and why it's so important to self-isolate?
So Australia is still relatively early in the pandemic compared to other countries that we see around the world. We see the unfolding disaster in Europe and America, and we're about 2 weeks behind. So those countries were in a really similar position to where we are today in terms of number of cases and number of people in hospital. And those countries thought that everything was going to be fine, everything would be okay. But with rapidly spreading a pandemic, this virus is highly contagious and deadly. You can go from having a situation where you're really okay, the community is okay, to being in total sort of meltdown. There's a huge medical crisis, complete social lockdown, economic crisis within just a couple of weeks. So we're behind these countries, which means Australia still has time, but we have to act now to flatten the curve and reduce the transmission of this virus.
So, Doc, you're saying if we as Australians don't self-isolate, keep our distance from people, stop going out, we'd be similar to where Italy is now in 2 weeks?
So every country is different. Italy is a particularly bad situation. We're seeing an even worse situation unfold in Spain. So, yes, one way or the other, Australia is going to have a crisis that looks similar to what we're seeing in Europe or America unless we all act right now. Right now is the most important time for us to take action and to self-isolate. By self-isolating, we take ourselves out of the viral transmission process. We remove ourselves as being one of those people that catches and passes on the virus. And by doing that, we can reduce the number of cases and therefore the medical crisis, which is inevitable if we don't do this.
Doctor, how are hospital preparations going in Australia?
So each hospital is doing their best to prepare themselves. I'll comment more generally on the public hospital system. I want to reassure the public that Australia's public hospital system is a really mighty thing. It's really strong and powerful because it's not a thing. It's a group of people. It's a group of people with great expertise in their own area who work incredibly hard, and they have a deep commitment to public service and public welfare. So I do want to reassure the general public that when the time comes, and it's coming very soon, just a couple of weeks, that your public hospitals will do what needs to be done to look after you and your family members when they start to fall critically ill from this virus. We've seen that all around the world. Staff of our hospitals will look after your families. We'll do so at risk to ourselves. We know that we're concerned that we're going to bring the virus back home to our families. But when the time comes, the Australian public hospital system will do what needs to be done, because looking after the Australian community is what we do. And I think the minimum that Australians can do for us is to stay at home. Please stay at home to help us slow the transmission of this virus, to reduce the surge in critically ill cases. And if you stay at home, you will give your public hospitals a fighting chance to save as many lives as possible.
Now, Doc, you speak about the Australian community. Now, what would your message be to Scott Morrison on delivering to us Australians? What would you be telling him for advice?
Oh, that's a tough one. I don't advise the government, and so I'm not going to comment on that. I want everyone to know that the decisions that are being made at the level of the government are complicated. They have to take into account many factors, but I'm urging the government to please do everything possible to slow the transmission of this virus, because we still have time. If there are hard decisions that need to be made, please make them now. Don't wait. Let's not be have lots of regrets like the Italians did. You know, like I said, they're just 2 weeks ahead of us. And they're all sitting there thinking, wow, I wish we had done more. I wish we had gone hard and gone earlier. And so that's what I would say.
Thank you so much for your time, Dr. Dan Swan, joining us from Sydney. We really appreciate it. And that message, Doctor, I think is so important, because even yesterday I could still see so many people on the roads, in the shops, in the supermarkets. And I think everyone is preparing for lockdown. But as the Dr. Dan just said, no, now's the time not to go out. So stop running around. You've got enough food to get you through a few weeks now. Now everybody just stay home.
Please stay home, please.
You're listening to Highlights of Fifi, Fed and Byron on 101.9 The Fox. To hear the whole show, subscribe to the Daily Catch-Up podcast, exclusive to the Fox app.
Premier, thank you so much for joining us today. He's not there.
Now he is. Even with the Premier, I do make panelling errors. Continue.
Hi, Dan.
Morning, how are you?
We're really well now, Premier. We know how stressful this has been for you. We did want to say we actually think you're doing a fantastic job, and the press conferences, you are coming across as a leader, and we're all turning to you. And to get access to you right now is fantastic, because is there anything maybe overnight or any updates that you can give all our listeners that are listening right now?
Well, firstly, thank you for those very kind words. The key point is that this is not just about us, though. This is about every single Victorian. And the reason I've called in today is to get some very clear messages across to your listeners. The first thing I can say is that there's 411 confirmed cases of coronavirus in Victoria now. That's 56 new cases since yesterday. So we're just seeing this virus spread and spread, and the number of cases go up and up. And what that means is, it's never been more important than right now for every single Victorian, every one of your listeners, to do the things that we're asking of them. We've closed a whole lot of venues, pubs and clubs and movie theatres, cinemas, but that doesn't mean that you can have, particularly in these school holidays, which we're pleased to have brought forward, you can't have a sleepover with a dozen teenagers watching movies at home. You can't have all your mates around to be getting on the beers because the pub's shut. That's just not appropriate. The only thing that sort of behaviour does is spread the virus. Now, I know we're asking a lot of Victorians. I know that. I get that. But that's how serious this is. If we keep congregating in groups, if we keep ignoring this, if we keep thinking it's not as serious as it is, if we keep being selfish, basically, then we'll spread it, and that'll mean more people will die. That's what's at stake here. And not just frail elderly people, they're critically important, of course they are. But I think there's a sense that many younger people think that this isn't about them. It is. There are people in their 30s and 40s who have died in other parts of the world. So this is on all of us, and we've all got a stake in it. Fifi, so the message today, we're asking a lot of you, but if you don't do it, Victorians will die.
Now, Dan, yeah, it is a great message, and you are doing a great job, mate. Now, you have shut down schools, so our kids all go to school here in Victoria. The Prime Minister said he doesn't want to shut down schools, but you know, obviously you've shut the schools down. How was that conversation, and why did you think it was important to shut the schools down and go against what the Prime Minister wants?
Well, it's really important to acknowledge that we're unique in many different ways, but one of the ways we're unique is that we were going to school holidays on Friday anyway. So what we've done, Fev, is to say, right, let's use these 3 or 4 days without the kids at school to get all the teachers to work really, really hard to make sure that we're ready if we have to go to distance learning, so online learning, remote learning, at some point in the future. Now, you never get these 3 or 4 days back. So I just thought the smart thing to do, the common sense thing to do, was to send the kids home early. Term two begins on the 15th of April, unless we get advice to the contrary. But let's use this time now and be ready. The last thing I want, Fev, is to have a situation where Brett Sutton, the Chief Health Officer, says to me in a few weeks' time, we should shut the schools, and I've got to say to him, well, I'm terribly sorry, I can't take that medical advice because we haven't done the work to be able to keep educating our kids. So for me, it was just common sense, and I think the best thing in these sort of situations is to be clear, be frank, and always use common sense. And that's what I applied when we brought the school holidays forward. Now, I will just say, these are not any ordinary school holidays. kids can't be doing all the things that they would normally do, because all that'll do is spread the virus. I've got three teenagers. They're not rapt about the fact that these are going to be, you know, 3 weeks at home, but they know and understand, as every young person and every parent needs to know and understand, that we've got to act differently. Otherwise, people's lives will be lost. That's what is at stake here.
Oh, I think you're really driving that home, Premier, and it's so important. Please, these non-essential outings, stop it. Stay home. And just before we let you go, Premier, we keep hearing, and we spoke to a doctor an hour ago who were talking about that in 2 weeks, that's when we will start to see some movement in the hospitals, and they will, the pressure and the stress will be upon them. How are our hospitals and our, I guess, our medical centres overall prepared? Are we ready for this?
Look, our nurses and doctors and the whole team, cooks, cleaners, orderlies, everybody across the health system is doing a great job to get ready. But the thing is this, intensive care for stroke, for heart, for car accidents, that happens every day, and we need to preserve capacity every single day. If you then have thousands of cases where people need a machine to breathe, to live, then you get overwhelmed pretty quickly. You almost can't have enough intensive care machines if this thing gets away from you. And you see scenes in Italy and France and Spain where the virus has really, it's got the better of them. It's running at such a rate that you just can't keep up. So that's the clear message. Our health staff are doing a great job, and I'm so proud of all of them. But if we don't play our part as individuals, as families, then they will be overwhelmed. There's no debate. It's just a fact. And if people don't want to take my word for it, turn your TV on, because you can see scenes in other parts of the world where this has got away from authorities and the health system has simply collapsed. We don't want to get to that point. That's why pubs are shut. That's why there are queues around Centrelink offices, the likes of which we've not seen in our lifetimes. Everyone's got a part to play. If everyone plays it, then we will save lives and we will get through this together. We're always stronger when we look out for each other. I think that's a pretty simple thing. People have just got to do what they're being told. Do what you're being asked. I would just say, though, as frank and as frustrated as I sound at the behaviour of some, I do want to thank those people who are doing the right thing, and I acknowledge that we are asking a lot of you, and a lot of people are hurting at the moment, particularly as we close down venues, people lose their jobs. The sooner we all do the right thing and stop being selfish, the sooner we'll get to the other side of this. That's what's really most important.
Excellent. Well said, Premier, and hopefully everyone heard you. And the other thing I thought that you mentioned earlier that everybody needs to be mindful of, there are people in their 30s and 40s fighting for life in intensive care units. So I agree. Stop thinking this is all about the elderly. Let's look after each other. Thank you so much for your time, Premier, and you know, we wish you well.
Thanks very much for having us on, guys.
101.9 The Fox.
Tradie, okay.
But the show must go on, Fief. We've got tradies ready to win a $250 Coles Express voucher.
Yes, tradie-okey time. Shuck from Harrington Park. Are you there, Shuck?
Yes, still here, Fief.
Yeah, great name, Shuck. Is that a nickname or is that your actual name?
Oh, that's my actual name.
I love it. Shuck, what do you do for a trade?
Oh, I'm a chippy.
Awesome. Now, Shuck, what are you going to be singing for us?
Oh, Bruno Mars, the Lazy Song.
Oh, wow. Okay, here we go. This is, well, it's quite appropriate for what some people have been forced to do at the moment. The Lazy Song.
How are you going, Shuck? How's your trade at the moment? How are you working?
Yeah, it's going good, man. It's just, you know, don't feel like waking up in the morning.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, it's tough. Now, Shuck.
I'm glad you did.
Let's try and get you a $250 Coles Express voucher. Off you go, Shuck.
Yep. Today I don't feel like doing anything, and I just want to lay in my bed. Don't feel like picking up my phone, so leave a message after tone, cause today I swear I'm not doing anything. I'm gonna kick my feet up, stare at the fan, turn the TV on, throw up my hand. Nobody's gonna tell me I can, cause today I don't feel like doing anything.
Oh, that's it.
Oh, brilliant.
Oh, beautiful shot.
Is that Bruno Mars?
Yeah, superb. It felt like it was the actual Bruno, Fev. Good point. Shuck, hold the line. I think Fev would call that a clubhouse leader, Fev.
Well done. Yep. Now, Vincent in the airport. Where's another chippy? Hey, Vincent.
How are you?
Yeah, good. Vincent, how are you getting around? Work's going okay?
Yeah, it's not too bad at the moment. You know, keeping us busy.
Yeah, good, good. Great that you're busy. Now, get busy singing. What are you going to sing for us?
Ice Ice Baby.
Oh, yes. Check out the hook when my DJ revolves it. So maybe you could spit the first verse. Maybe that'd be the way to go.
Great song. Okay, off you go, Vincent.
Stop, collaborate and listen. Ice is back from a brand new invention. Something comes holding me tightly. Flow like a harpoon daily and nightly. Will it ever stop, yo? I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow. To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Live a stage and wax chump like a candle. Dance. Go rush to the speaker, the boom, killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom. Deadly. When I play a dope melody, anything less but the best of the family. Love it or leave it, you better gain weight. You better hit bullseye, the kid don't play. If there's a problem, yo, I solve it. Check out the hook while DJ revolves it.
Yeah.
Impressive, Boxy. Song. Impressive. How you know
Very.
The words. That's amazing.
Very. That was brilliant.
Yeah, we're chippy with talent.
Two great candidates at the moment for the $250 Coles voucher. And finally, Josh, boilermaker from Moonee Ponds. Hey, Josh.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, good. Boiler making. Is it you're doing okay? Works good?
Yeah, it's pretty steady at the moment, which is all right, which is good. Yeah,
excellent. My papa was a boilermaker.
What is a boilermaker?
A welder.
A welder. Yeah. Okay.
I couldn't have guessed that. Josh, what are you going to be singing for us?
I'm going to give Old Man Emu, John Williams.
Josh! This is like one of my favourite songs.
Here we go, the old John Williams and Old Man Emu. We'll just play it for the many people who are unfamiliar.
Let me tell you of an interview with an old man emu. He's got a beak and feathers and things, but the poor old fella ain't got no wings.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Let me tell you about an interview.
You
sang this
the other week, Boxy.
Yes, she loves
Josh. It. Josh, I love this so much. You absolute legend. Off you go.
All right, we'll give it a crack. Let me tell you of an interview with an old man emu. He's got a beak and feathers and two, but the poor old fella ain't got no wings. Up to jealous of the wedge-tailed eagle.
Umba-da-da-da-da.
Eagle's flying round and round, kept 2 feet firmly on the ground. Now he can't fly, but I'm telling you, he can run the pants of a kangaroo. But I do.
But I'm telling you, he can run the pants of a kangaroo.
Thank you. It became a duet, which we didn't know that was part of it.
I mean, not many songs have umbada licha da 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 in them.
Very good
That's
point.
It's a pretty hard word to say.
Very important point. Some spirited performances there from our tradies. There can only be one winner of the $250 Coles Express voucher. That's a lot of quality coffee. I reckon one of the best weeks we've had. Big decision.
Yeah, big decision, and Bruno Mars is stiff because he was so good, but how Australian was Josh and Fifi at the end, singing about emus. You win, Joshy!
I
just got me up.
Congratulations, Josh, you have won the $250 Coles Express voucher. A lot of quality coffee quick for you. Congratulations.
Beautiful. Thanks, everyone.
Yeah,
thanks, Joshy.
Glad we did Tradeoke. That was some fun.
You're listening to edited highlights of Fifi, Feb and Byron on 101.9 The Fox. To get the whole show, subscribe to the Daily Catch-Up podcast, exclusive to the Fox app.
Just spoke to an absolute superstar, Ellie Goulding. That's her new single here at the Fox. It's called Worry About Me. We spoke to her in self-isolation. She ran through her day. She's sung a jingle for us. She's making some sort of courgette cake, which, to be honest, didn't sound great.
But she said carrot.
Anyway, it's Fifi, Feb and Byron for breakfast. The lines are open right through the morning, anytime you like, 13, 10, 60.
And the thing about Ellie that she said that she's a big famous singer and she's married, I think it's one of Prince Harry's or one of Prince Will's friends. So she's doing fine.
Right.
And so they would have a mansion where she wouldn't have to be near her husband right now. And as she said, she can go walking through the grounds of the estate. Yeah. I mean, a lot of us don't have that.
Or to a gym.
Wow.
But this is the problem at the moment, Fev. And, you know, you could speak to this, even Byron. if you're in a relationship and you're now forced into lockdown, well, not lockdown, self-isolation, I should say. So if you're staying home and actively trying not to get out and about and mingle, that could put pressure on a relationship. And there's two elements to this. One, you might be in a relationship that was already strained and doing it tough. Now, this is, I would imagine, the equivalent of a detonator that would blow it up. Or maybe all this alone time is making it better. Because somebody said to me the other day, Fev, and I love this, this could be, this winter is either breakups or babies, one way or the other. You're either going one direction where there's going to be a baby boom, or there'll be just relationships, marriages just decimated because of this.
Get bored and make babies, Boxy.
Well, how about you? How are you going? Because you said you and Al were making that chair yesterday, and that was
I virtually isolate with Alex anyway because I'm always home. She's home.
You are.
We'll be okay as she gives me my little OneNote.
Oh, there we go.
She's brought your notes in. Thank you, Alex.
Just did some printing and she brought
it
in.
Did you just call Alex your PA?
Yeah, she's my producer. She's pretty much my Casey or Das or Leon at the moment. She's bringing in the sheets of paper. But we'll be okay because we are always home. Our kids are at home. We love hanging out. So... and we can't make babies because I've had the snip. So I don't know where to go with this one, Boxy.
Dr. Snip.
131060, let's open the phone lines. 131060, are you in self-isolation? How are you travelling? Do you want to scream because your partner's doing your head in? Are you on the verge of a breakup, but maybe now's the wrong time? Who knows?
I mean,
okay, Boxy, because you love isolating.
Exactly.
You've been doing this for 2 years.
She's right in Fee's wheelhouse, this one. 131060, call us right now. I mean, could you just go in separate rooms? Could you say, hey, I mean, I might just go in the back room for a while and you be in the front room? Or I mean,
you're done already to Alex.
No, relationship. I'm going great. Me and Alex, my girlfriend, my Alex, we're doing great. But I imagine, and she'd say the same, my ex-wife, imagine being self-isolated with her. I mean, she'd say the same thing about me.
Before she was your ex?
No, I'm saying the whole way through, actually. But anyway.
That's a great reality show. Could we put Byron in a room with his ex-wife?
No!
So you're saying you want to be there?
101.9 The Fox.
Yes, and in self-isolation, this can put pressure on relationships. So we're talking about breakups or babies. How will self-isolation go? For a lot of Melburnians, it'll either bring them closer or maybe bust them up. We've got Ashley in Reservoir. Hi, Ash.
Hi, Fifi. How are you?
Yeah, good, Ash. How are you going? How's the relationship? Are the pressures playing out well or badly?
I'm going well. We got engaged right before we came back from Bali. So we have been in self-isolation for 11 days together, and we just got engaged. So we're in a love bubble, but didn't think that a love bubble would literally mean a bubble.
Is that going to end in a baby bubble or...?
Yeah, probably.
There we go. She's just fully owning it. There we go. Thank you, Ashley, for that.
The thing is, Boxy, with the breakup, like... If we go in, there's nowhere to go.
That's what I mean. You'd almost, it'll have to be when we get through this. And
Alex
remember,
would put me
all
into the garage.
I know. What would you do?
I need a bunker.
Actually,
I don't know what I'd do.
Fev had a house that had a barn. I think your last house had a barn. You could live in a barn.
Got bulldozed.
Oh, Beck in Berwick. Hey, Beck.
Hi, guys. How you going?
Yeah, good. Beck, how are you going in self-isolation?
Good. It's weird times. Definitely. Yeah. It's been a bit tough.
I bet. Are you in self-isolation with a partner or are you on your own?
So in self-isolation, but recently broke up only a week ago.
Beck.
Beck. Yes. Now that you're by yourself and you can't go anywhere, do you want him back?
No. Oh, no, that hasn't changed. It's just a very awkward sort of situation because we are stuck together.
So you're living together?
Yeah, she's living
with
her ex.
She's living with her.
Oh, that's what I meant. Yeah, God, you are.
Yes. Jeez. Yeah, we do live together. So it is a bit of an awkward situation.
Oh, Beck. I mean, is there any...
Make him sleep in the car.
Solution for you, Beck, if you haven't thought about that.
Can he or you go and live with your parents or something?
Oh, possibly, but at the same time, I kind of don't want to go and be around other people and sort of with the whole social distancing, so can't really go out, sort of just stuck in this little isolation bubble with my ex.
It's a nightmare. Jeez.
How's your conversation going? What do you talk about? Do you do anything together or?
No, not really. We sort of keep to ourselves, but it is still on good terms, so which is good for now. But, I mean, isolation, who knows what will happen in a couple of weeks.
Do you reckon you will, like, maybe hang out together in the bedroom?
Ooh.
Okay. I don't think so.
I reckon you will.
Okay, that got a little bit awkward at the end. Thank you so much, Beck, for your call.
Metricon, the easy way at Mandalay. With 5% deposit and no repayments until completed. Conditions apply.